Would you please stand as you are able for the reading of the word? The reading is taken from Matthew 6, 24 through 34. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valued than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil or spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough today. Here ends the reading.
The lilies of the field. Jesus was a master orator. He was powerful and eloquent, memorable in his simplicity. The Greek word we translate consider means to look carefully at or closely examine. And the Greek word we translate lilies means wildflowers. King Solomon in all his glory was never clothed as beautifully as they. Jesus also commented on the birds of the air. They don't garden, they don't have jobs, God takes care of them. Aren't you of greater value than them? Birds and wildflowers. Can you see them? Can you smell them? Watch them bloom or soar in a bright blue sky. I can imagine Jesus picking up a single stem of a wildflower and saying something like, check this out. Look at the color patterns, the symmetry, smell its fragrance. Are you too busy to look carefully at wildflowers? Are you too caught up in your hurried and harried life so that the beauty and splendor of those fields of flowers no longer takes your breath away? What are lessons about life that we can learn when we stop to notice God's artistic creation? Do any of you have within your wardrobe, in your closet, a dress, a shirt, or a jacket more beautiful than a flower? Corey, would you please? More beautiful than this or that? Or a Texas blue bonnet? Or a paintbrush? Does anything that you have in your home exceed the beauty of that? Why do we worry so much about our wardrobe? Doesn't God clothe the wildflowers in glorious splendor? Will not the living God also care for us? Our gospel lesson today focuses on God as a loving and generous parent, or as a gracious gardener who tenderly cares for his or her plants. Let us not forget the birds. On more than one occasion, Jesus talks of birds. He mentions specifically the humble sparrow. They had them in ancient Israel, and we have them here in North Texas. Next time you're out in your backyard, stop and look carefully at one of those little old sparrows or a mockingbird. Do you have time to do that? Or are you too busy? Jesus tells us that our loving, living God cares for these humble creations and loves us even more. So why do we worry so much? We worry about finances, about clothing, about food. Why do we not trust God to care for us? This gospel lesson isn't a lesson in botany or ornithology. It's about anxiety and worry. The word anxious appears several times in the text. Jesus asks his hearers then and now several questions. Can you add a single hour to the length of your life by worrying about it? No. In fact, the medical community would tell us that it's more likely the opposite. Jesus asks us, does God care for the birds of the air? How about those wildflowers? Will God continue to care for them tomorrow and next year? Yes. Is life more than food or a wardrobe or what kind of a house we have or car we drive? Yes. Then Jesus concludes, if you understand that God loves you this much, then why do you worry? Jesus calls us to a state of trust and serenity. Though we Americans, we excel at worrying. We worry about measuring up at work. We worry about success. We worry about providing the proper future for our children. We worry about preparing for our retirement. And all of this, of course, is exacerbated by a commercial-laden, market-driven economy. A recent poll on Reuters said that 90% of Americans were worried about their retirement and being sufficiently prepared. 90%. That is a lot of worrying. Jesus wants us to mature spiritually to a point where we get past worrying about everything. Jesus wants us to grow to a point where we understand the love of God, who takes an interest in us individually and cares for us deeply. But remember, too, that God is one who embodies mystery and surprise. Could you make a Texas blue on it? Or a giraffe? God comes to us, walks with us, and provides for us. And sometimes in some rather unexpected and unpredictable ways. There is the old joke of the man who was in the middle of the lake and he couldn't swim. A boat comes by and the man in the boat throws out a life preserver. The man in the water declines and says he's waiting for God to rescue him. Then a helicopter flies over and drops down a rope. Again, the man declines, saying that he's waiting for God to save him. Eventually, the man drowns. He's met at the gates of heaven by St. Peter and asks him, Pete, what's the deal? Why didn't God come and rescue me? And Peter responds, we sent a boat, a life preserver, a helicopter. What did you want? God's providence cannot be bound or limited by our very limited views and our puny human imagination. But make no mistake, God provides. There's a wonderful movie that ties in with this passage, even borrows from it for the title. Yes, any of you videophiles out there know I'm talking about the movie Lilies of the Field. It is a story set in the 1960s of some immigrant German nuns in the desert of Arizona, a very, very poor group of nuns at that, who pray for God to provide a way for them to have a chapel, or as they said, a chapel, so that the people in the area could have a house of worship, and the traveling priests could have a place to come and offer the Mass and the sacraments. As it happens, this young African-American itinerant laborer passes by looking for work. he needs money, and they have none. But the nuns decide that he is God's answer to their prayer. He has the knowledge and the skills that they need. Now, admittedly, this young man is a reluctant agent of the Lord, but through him, and even more through the powerful faith and trust of these nuns, it works. Materials become available, volunteer labor appears, and finally, the chapel is built. God has answered their prayers, but did so through a most unexpected relationship between a young black wayward Baptist and some elderly, very white and still very German nuns. And throughout the course of this story, Schmidt, as they called him, has tried to teach them the gospel song Amen, which was from his religious background. And it's fun to watch them learn and sing together. And near the end of the movie, once the chapel is built, he is again at table with the nuns, and they are singing that song together. And as his work is done, he quietly slips away. Jesus reassures us, your heavenly Father knows what you need. So put your energy first into serving the kingdom of God in your life. Make space for God to be the rule, to steer your ship. Surrender your life to God, and then all of the rest will fall into place. This is the key. Do not strive first for food, for shelter, for survival. Strive first to walk in the path of the Christ. Strive first to walk in right relationship with God, with other people, with the created world, and with yourself. Strive first to live a life that is ruled by God and the ways and values of God. Then, all this other stuff, the basics, they'll be there when you need them. Amen? Amen.